Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a trip to Ireland, a MILF threesome, and a high school sweetheart that she wants to leave behind. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, baby. J Train Studios. We're up and running. Shelby worked out all the kinks. Look at that, buddy. You did it.
We finally did it.
Yes. So much energy. So exciting. Shelby, he's literally busting at the seams. It's unbelievable. We're so excited to get this thing going. And we want your notes. I was happy to hear back from a lot of you on Twitter, Instagram, DM, whatever, Facebook, carrier pigeon. It was nice to hear that you're listening and worried about the show. You know, you were like, it doesn't sound right to me. We're getting towards perfection. Every day, Shelby's in the gym. I'm doing curls. We're working on our shit to make it better for you. So we want to hear back from you. That's what feathers our nuts. That's the good stuff. That's what feels good. That's what boils my beans is hearing from you on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Every time you guys make it your Instagram stories, ooh, that feels like I'm out in a dewy meadow. I'm on all fours. I put my nuts out, squeeze them out from between my legs, and I put them out. And it's just as if all the thousands and thousands of listeners are out there with little tiny feathers just tickling my nuts. And it feels good. It feels like a cool summer morning out in the fields. So there it is. We can hear it now. You hear it? That's you and me. You, the listener. Me, J-Train. We're down by a stream. I'm completely naked. I'm on all fours. You can hear the water drip, 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 drip. And you're in sweats, full sweatsuit, one color, holding a single feather. The feather is the same color as the sweatsuit. You've matched. And you come crawling up to me and you just go, tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle, tickle. And that's how it feels when you put up as your Instagram story that you're listening to the podcast. As you take that screenshot, this is what it feels like. I'm setting the scene. I'm painting you a picture. I need a new nickname for this. I'm the magician of imagery right now. Imagery magician. Just painting. The Picasso of mental images right now. So that's you and me hanging out at a stream. Whenever you send me those, when you put that Instagram story, it feels so amazing. And I got to tell you, I was just in Charlotte. What a crowd. You're going to hear it next on Friday. The episode is, as the kids say, it's popping. 150 people at the Charlotte Comedy Zone on a Wednesday, baby. That doesn't happen, okay? We had moms there with feathers. I'm not even fucking around. So you guys, get into that. It's going to come out on Friday. I'm super pumped about it. Thank you to everyone who came. Even someone in the crowd gave me a DJ Khaled blowjob. It's a blowjob certificate. This is a deep cut. I didn't even get the joke. So I guess when DJ Khaled said he wouldn't go down on his wife, I made a reference to that we should start giving out coupons. We should start calling a blowjob without having to go down on a woman pulling a Khaled. And this girl gave me these coupons that I'll put them up on Instagram stories, $100 bills with his picture on it called the DJ Khaled blowjob. Her name is Angela. Angela, thank you so much. And, you know, always nice. So, I mean, this is really what feels good. This is how it works. This is the life cycle of a podcast. I put out, You listen, you put out Instagram stories, you come to shows, you buy the shit that we put out on this show, and then I put out again. And that's the grand circle of podcasting. So it is awesome that you're coming out. We have so many voicemails that we're going to get to today. We couldn't because of all the tech stuff. If you want to put J-Train, put Papa JT in your phone, the King of Brunch, the Wizard of Weddings, the Sultan of Swipes, 347-669-8252, 347-669-8252. Very excited to be here in the apartment. Shelby's got it all hooked up. He's here. The studio audience, always a pleasure to have them at my home. It's crazy.
I had to set up the bleachers. That's why it took so long.
It's a big apartment. So very excited about today's guest. Such a funny comic and someone you all need to get involved with if you're not already. Chad Daniels, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Dude, it's a pleasure. Look, the crowd is pumped.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I should turn more to the bleachers. I had my back to them a little bit.
Play to the crowd here,
Thank
Chad.
You, guys. Thanks for coming.
There,
yeah, clap it up. Let's do it in unison.
This is crazy.
Wow.
They're doing, this is like Arsenio.
Unreal.
This is insane. Chad, thank you for coming on. This is amazing.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dude, you are so funny. Everyone, if you don't follow him already, @ThatChadDaniels on Twitter and Instagram. ChadDaniels.com is where you can find all his shows. Going to be at Gotham Comedy Club. If you're New York City local, you got to come out and see him. You're like a, let me feather your nuts. You're a favorite of comics. Well, Do you get that a lot?
I don't know. I mean,
I've heard that from other people.
That's nice
to
hear.
You're a guy,
sure.
I hear about from other people.
That's great.
Like your name comes up and people are like, that guy is fucking funny as hell. And like, it's like a nice compliment, you know.
That's a great compliment. I've my strategy was to stay in Minnesota the entire time. So when I do hit the coast,
yeah,
I'm like a mystery.
Well, that is a certain type of strategy.
Sure.
I've said, there was another guy who used to show up like he was doing like, you know, he was doing like open mics.
Okay.
But then he would just show up like he was like from like Ohio. And then all of a sudden he showed up with like a new 8 minutes. And you're like, this guy's amazing. Yeah, because you didn't see him fucking bomb his ass off.
Right. Exactly. You know,
for 3 months. And then he'd come for a weekend. He'd be on every show. And you'd be like, this guy. And I think that was like a part of the, like, people would just, oh, but I'm not saying that's you.
No,
your
that
case.
Is amazing. I mean, what I would do is I would encourage my friends to move to LA or New York.
Yeah.
And then just ride their coattails for once they had any success.
Yes. Just, I mean, or use their couch.
Absolutely.
At the very least.
Absolutely right.
And you're in Minnesota.
Yep.
What made you stay in Minnesota? What's the...
Well, I have two kids. So I have a 19-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. My ex-wife and I grew up in the same small town.
Got it.
And so when I was touring around, I wanted her to get closer to, you know, some help, some family,
sure.
And, you know, the kids have cousins and all that stuff. They love it up there, so I'll stay.
So I have a question. We'll get to the kids and your divorcee.
Sure.
Do they even say that anymore?
I'm not sure how it works.
Okay. Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
I had friends that moved out to Minnesota. I loved Minnesota. But they say there's a demeanor to the people of Minnesota called Minnesota nice.
Right.
What is that? Do you think that's a thing? Is that real? Is it not real?
I think it's pretty fake. I mean, it's a lot of like nice to your face.
Okay.
We'll help you, but we won't pull over if your car's on the side of the highway, and we'll talk shit when we shut the door at our house.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's
very passive aggressive.
So if I was broken down on the highway, you'd give a good luck thumbs up, but keep driving.
Yeah. Wave like, that's that a boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
really doing it.
It's, I went there. I had it was a great drinking town. Like I had a fun time.
So were you in Minneapolis?
I was in, yeah.
Okay.
The Minneapolis.
Okay.
So I was there. I went to that bar. They have this great bar that's like a carnival.
Sure. Yeah. Psycho Susie's.
That's where we went. I enjoyed that. And I like the whole, like, how you could dress there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is me hearkening back to another time. We were at Psycho Susie's. And I made out on the carnival wheel way back when. Like, I just like that there was a, you could wear a zip-down sweatshirt all year round. And then they had outdoor shit going on in the winter.
Yep. Yeah, like it's great. I mean, right now it's
about
120% humidity.
Really?
And you go outside at 11:30 at night to get something out of your car and you're immediately sticky, like fruit roll-up.
Yeah,
having
yeah.
Having to peel off sticky.
Sure.
But I mean, I love it.
I just love that there were like, it felt like it was a city that was like in a suburb.
Sure.
Which I really enjoy. But so you have two kids.
I do, yeah. So I live 3 hours north of Minneapolis. I'm in a small town.
Okay.
Out in the woods.
In the woods?
Yep.
How is that traveling for stand-up? Like,
it sucks. So today I had to go to Fargo, North Dakota to fly out at 6:30. I know that the music is from Fargo, yeah.
Oh, is this in the words?
So I go there, and normally you can walk right through security.
Yeah.
It took 40 minutes to get through security today.
And I had tense in the music.
I had to listen. I had to run from security without my bags, right? As soon as I got through, without my shoes or anything, I ran over to the gate. And I was like, my bags are coming. Hold the door. Because they'd already called my name 3 times.
Hold the door.
Yeah.
You can't do this at normal
airports. No, well, you can't do it there either.
Oh, okay.
Because she goes, you don't have your bags. I got to shut the door. I was like, all right.
You got to close the gate there, Chad. Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe there's another flight going out later.
Yeah.
But I saw one guy running towards the door, too. And I just go, hey, man, take your time. And so I went and got my bags. And he was like fumbling through his shit. Minnesota nice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep, but I'm already here. Why would I take my time there?
Yeah. Why would just dealing with all these Minnesota people fumbling like the Fargo? I mean, you're going from the Fargo airport. At that point, how big could it be?
It's not big. I don't know why there were so many people there. I've never seen it like that. Normally, you park, walk in. Maybe you have to wait a couple minutes.
Are you even TSA pre?
No, I was forever. Last time
I took
my daughter
there.
I took my daughter down on a Southern run. She was TSA pre-check. I wasn't. I don't know how that works.
They take it away?
They must have, because I'm no longer... I haven't had it in a year, I bet.
Oh, you got to get that back.
No shit.
I mean,
shit.
Fucking... I don't know how people are living without it. That's...
I caught myself. I almost said fuck.
Yeah.
And then I paused, because I didn't know. And then all of a sudden, I remember the one-colored jumpsuit tickling nuts. And
tickling
I was like, I
nuts.
Guess you could probably say
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you could say fuck yeah. After I've just talked about the fans the sexually.
Run DMC orgy.
Yeah. You have kids. Are you dealing with them dating now? Like, we talk a lot about dating and relationships.
Yeah.
Are your kids, they're in that age?
Yeah, my daughter isn't. My son is just moved up to college. He moved 2 hours north. I moved him in on Friday night.
And how could you go any more north? You got to be in Antarctica at that point.
Yeah, no, it's so it's pretty close to Canada where he is.
Okay.
But he's up there. He's going to be an electrician, we hope.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is also going to the big state school up there, so the University of North Dakota. And
okay.
So I moved him up there, and they've been dating for like a year. So it's kind of interesting.
So my relationship with my dad with dating stuff is he's always just like he's kind of creepy. In the way that, like, I can see in his eyes, he's like, good one. You know what I mean? Like is there, like he's never negative. He doesn't have much to say. Like, the dad spot, like, my mom has stuff to say.
Sure.
My dad will just be like, seems good. But then you can see, like, you know, he's checking things out. Like,
right.
You know, are you, yeah,
no,
it gets a little.
No, it's nothing like that. I mean, so my
what's
wife,
up, Dad?
My ex-wife and I think we each play both parts.
Yeah.
So now he gets it from both sides, which kind of sucks. Because if I was still married, I could probably sit back and let somebody else do all the talking. But now I have to fill that in. So that's what I've been doing and giving him advice a little bit here and there when he wants
it. Does he ask for it?
He has in the past, yeah.
It's interesting that he could be at the age where he could be listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, we have a good relationship.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, you got to be close like because... At a certain point, he sees you. Are you dating? You're
I
out
am.
There.
Yep.
How do you date in the middle of 3 hours north of?
It's a great question.
How do you meet people?
Yeah, you don't. But yeah, sometimes you get lucky. There was one time where I was meeting a girlfriend's parents. Mine, my girlfriend. I had to meet her parents. I'm 43 years old, and I had to go meet some fucking parents.
Yeah, who? And how old was she?
Younger.
Okay.
So then. But that morning, I had to meet my son's girlfriend for the first time. So I had to be the dad and then turn around and be the boyfriend. And I didn't switch it. Yeah.
Crowd,
sorry, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, bleachers.
You didn't switch it.
Well, I thought I was going to, but my brain was still in dad mode. So then when I met her parents, I was kind of running the conversation like I was meeting them, like I was interviewing them kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
Did your girl at the time, did she see that? Like, did she like, was she like, yo, fucking, you know, let them be dad?
No, I was just kind of, No, I don't think so. I think it made it easier.
Yeah, really?
Quite honestly, because I wasn't sitting there waiting to get questions asked of me. I was kind of coming over the top and asking them everything.
But also, there's a certain age where you meet a parent and it's a different story.
It's got to be my age, because it was a different story.
It's your age.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I've met parents even as I get older, and I'm like, hey, it's nice to meet you. Like, there's no, like, I'm not sitting there being like, can I take your daughter for the, you know, like, it's not like I'm sitting there with one, Daisy.
Right, right. And the dad's got the gun on his lap.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not fucking 17. Back it up.
We know the deal now.
I've seen enough movies where I could turn that gun on you, dude. Yeah. So relax.
Things will be okay. Yeah. And it's also like, you're not, you know, there is an age where you feel like you're sneaking around. And it's like, there's nothing to sneak now.
Right.
Like, it's almost like we're lucky. And in this day and age, like, everyone, everything's out there. Like, everyone's got their own shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that dad's walking around trying to fuck too. You know, like,
right. Yeah. It's, I guess, and for me, I got there and they were asking me questions about, oh, so does, you know, do you ever stay at her house? She ever stay? And I was like, I have a mortgage. I have a, you know what I mean? I don't need to.
I'm not staying out.
Right. I don't have to put a sock on my,
yeah.
my doorknob.
What is now? Your daughter, she hasn't gotten in any of the dating stuff yet?
Not yet. And I
are you dreading the day?
Not really. I mean, I'm a, you know, pretty realistic guy.
Sure.
I understand this kind of stuff happens, and I'm just kind of waiting.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have been letting her know high school could be real fun without that shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't, that stuff can be secondary to, like, being
right.
with your friends, going and playing sports, you know
right.
being, you know, doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, now, I have an email. We're going to get to the emails. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You can send in anything you'd like. We have some really good ones today. But the first emailer is kind of on this subject. What's it like? How long ago did you get divorced? And did you like do internet dating? Like, did you go on the apps?
I've never done any of the app stuff.
Okay.
I refuse to be in a picture contest with a 20-year-old. So I
do you think it's that?
It seems like it, right? You look at the picture and you say, oh, fuck, it's swipe.
I would think for a woman... Like, maybe for us, we're like, oh, 22-year-old, we're like, oh, that's hot. And then 30-year-old, like, oh, I see where she's coming from. I don't know if it goes the same way.
I don't know. I don't know if my ego at the time could have taken just wondering if people were like, oh, maybe he could go fishing with my dad. I'll swipe and maybe get those two together.
That's so funny. There's so many women wishing that men were acting that way with that mindset
sure,
on the app.
Yeah.
Because that's not... the normal thing. Like, I mean, I say it all the time when you swipe right on an, like a lot of the men, like we get emails. I've been taking emails for 5 years. And it seems like the male swipe right is, well, she hasn't seen me yet. If there's no match. And then the swipe left is, you know, but then for women, it kind of goes the other way. Like, it feels like there's a lot of them are saying like swipe right. They're like, oh, well, they've said no already. And that feels like a female, just from the feedback that we get here.
That is so foreign to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to use the app.
You wouldn't even be able to use it.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of I've always been under the impression that I'm the kind of guy that needs, the girl has to talk to me for a while to want to hang out.
Well, do you like, I mean, after shows, people assume after shows that like a lot of comics are like, you know, going crazy. I think that's like more of a fallacy than anything else. It's not like
yeah,
I
there are times.
And, yeah.
There are times, but again, then it's like, do you want to? Is that what you want to do with your life?
Yeah,
you want to use comedy as a
no.
So for me, it's like I'd rather sit down and talk, and then if they want to hang out, that'd be great.
Sure,
but if it's just a stage thing, then that makes me feel like a piece of shit too.
It's not fun. And they know you on like a different level.
Yep.
It's not the same. Yep. Well, let's do some emails.
Let's.
Pumped to have you at that Chad Daniels on Twitter and Instagram, that Chad Daniels on Instagram and Twitter. Gotham Comedy Club this week. If you're listening on a Tuesday and you're in New York City, go see him at Gotham. It's going to be great. ChadDaniels.com is the website. I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, Zanies. If you listen to Tuesday, I'm there Wednesday night. That is the 22nd. I'm doing a live J Train podcast. If you listen to the last live podcast we've been doing, they've been awesome. The energy is crazy. We brought people on stage to do their questions. We read through their texts with guys.
Oh, that's fun.
It's fun. We do dating app makeovers, so maybe we could make you a profile. Nashville, if you're planning on coming, there are two different shows. Wednesday is the podcast. Thursday stand up. Come to one, come to both, but bring friends. That's the deal. It's going to be a fun time. And also this Friday, the live show from Charlotte, bananas. It was, we had a girl that gave us at towards the end that gave us her text, and it's the text. We took the screenshots of the text and we put them on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even say anything. We just put up the text, and there was literally a laugh that went for a full minute.
Oh,
just
wow.
From people seeing what this guy had written her. Just a full minute of laughing. And there's a woman that her and her daughter both listened to the podcast, and I had met them years back in Hilton Head. They had come to a show, and they came with the feathers. That's what I was talking about, the mom that came, and she was literally crying from how this guy texted.
Oh,
and we read the text. So I'm pumped about that coming out Friday. And if you're in the Nashville area, come on out to the show, Zanies. We're going to be there Wednesday and Thursday night. Is an amazing dick down worth a trip to Ireland? I'm a 37-year-old divorced single mom, and I love your podcast.
That's
Wheelhouse.
Great.
It has changed my dating game and gets me laid on the regular. The biggest and fluffiest of feathers for your nuts. Thank you. I met an Irish guy traveling through my city for one night. We met and had an amazing night. Our personalities clicked, and we stayed up all night having sex until his flight out. So he literally came and went. I like that. I never expect to hear from him again. Fast forward 2 weeks. On his way home from assignment, he works for blank. We won't say it. He messages me. We exchange flirty banter. He encouraged me to come visit him in Ireland. What's his motivation? He's 36 and is also a single parent. Does he want to fly an international booty call? Here we go. Get the bagpipes going. We got an Irish dude ready to come. An international booty call? An idea I'm comfortable with because I would love the vacation and the romp that comes with it. I feel like I should just enjoy the adventure and see if there's anything more there. Is there a possibility of more? It would be a great story, and us ladies love a story. Please help King of Brunch, Wizard of Oz. What do we think?
I think you go.
You go.
You go under the guise of vacation. You go, but you vacation by yourself. You don't use him as a tour guide.
Sure.
Then you meet up after you're done walking around all day. Take a shower.
Okay.
And then you meet up and do whatever you want.
See, I love the way you put that, because you want it to be your trip,
right?
Not the trip for dick. Like, you want it to be what you want to do.
Right.
So I do think, I think she should do, like, he should be 2 days into the trip.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, plan it like a, let's call it a long weekend. A long weekend in Ireland. Mm-hmm. You go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, leave Sunday. Tell him you're ready to meet up Friday night.
Yep.
So that gives you Thursday in town, see what you want to see on your own. Friday in town, see what you see. Then you get your D. Then that allows for him to be like, okay, now let me show you my Ireland.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And also it gives you 2 days to meet a more attractive, more...
more robust Irishman.
Interesting Irishman.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
There's no way you happened upon the greatest Irishman ever.
For sure.
On that one night.
Yeah.
But
and
if it clicks,
she says she's having more sex than ever, and she writes where he works. He works at, you know, somewhere that's reputable, and it seems like
okay.
He seems like from just the small description, you're like, oh, I can understand why he would travel,
yeah.
All that stuff. But I would say, I like the idea of having two trips.
Yep, I do too.
The trip for you, trip for the day, and then. Because all that can happen on this thing, like, you had your 24 hours with the guy, and that was great. Everyone can do a good 24 hours.
That's true.
You know, like,
that's absolutely
everyone true. Can give you the 24 hours that makes you feel like, well, this is it.
I'm charming as shit for one day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can really kill it for 24 hours. Maybe even 36.
Nobody became a single parent because they've been charming forever.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. So they had a moment where they were very not charming.
Yes.
Upon moment.
I've had many.
Yes. I mean, we all have. I had a situation recently where, like, I had shows that were that went from like 9 to 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. That's when I was going to be working. So the next morning, I would wake up at like 2 p.m.
Sure.
And I would say, and, you know, wake up, but like, you know, wake up at 12 and then get out of bed at 2. And then by the time I was moving, it was 3. You know the deal.
I do.
You drink?
Once in a while, yeah.
Once in a while. So you're not a drinker?
Not like an all the time, huh?
Okay. So I drink. So I'm, add that into the equation.
Sure, yeah.
So you go from 9 to 2 a.m., then you drink, and then you're out till 4, and then all of a sudden waking up at 2. So I had this, you know, I had a girl be like, well, when are we hanging? And I was like, well, I mean, in that schedule of events, it's either 2:30 in the morning or I'm not. And then she was like, well, you could hang, you know, the day leading in. And I was like, well, yeah, I could do a lot of things. I could jump off a building. But let's consider the energy I have. Let's consider, and that sounds very selfish and whatever, but it's like, yeah, but we're also not married. So that's kind of like in the eyes of this guy where you had a good 24 hours, yep. Don't expect the next great 24 hours.
I also think if you go over there looking for him to be your travel guide, you're going to see a bunch of shit that a lot of other women have seen.
Interesting.
You're going to get this tour that he's given to other people. So go there, get your own tour, do that first, and then it'll be a blast.
Is there a thing, like, to me, it's interesting. Like, it feels like when you have a kids of a certain age, she says she has kids, 37-year-old divorced single mom. Your kids are teenagers. Does it feel like your time has opened up?
A little bit. I'm still very involved with everything.
Sure. But, no, I'm not saying...
No. Right.
I'm thinking about, like in my mind, my schedule that I just gave you sounds like the most douchey single dude schedule. It's, yeah, roll out of bed at 3.
Wasted,
but I'm saying, like, and then
Monday.
I'm like, I have no time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but it feels to me that, like, the schedule of parenting almost, like, whips you into the schedule shape.
Yeah. When my daughter goes back to school on whatever the Tuesday is after Labor
Day,
then my time opens up. It feels like exponentially.
Crazy, yeah.
Because right now when she's up, we're making breakfast.
Yeah.
We're going for a bike ride. We're doing all this stuff because we want to get it all in.
Yes.
Before school starts. And then when school starts, it's going to be crickets in my fucking house at 7:30.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. You're waking up to make breakfast. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're waking up to change diapers, then all of a sudden they can do it on their own.
Right.
You're waking up to, you know, and then now you're on that schedule.
Right.
It's almost like having, you know, the job that wakes you up at 5 a.m. and then the weekend you're like, well, I can't not wake up at 5 a.m.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, but it's interesting to me that she's like, I'm a 37-year-old divorced single mom, love the podcast, and I'm looking to go out. Like the fact that she's like, yeah, I'll go to Ireland.
Like, that's great.
It's great.
So. I think we both agree.
Gotta go.
You gotta go, but you gotta hit this guy up later on in the trip.
Yes.
Because there's potential for two portions of this trip where you're gonna be by yourself. Number one, it could be on your schedule where you go there early and you wanna do what you wanna do. Or you meet this guy right away, turns out you don't click.
Not right.
Now you got 2 days by yourself after this fucking nightmare in a foreign country.
You have to prepare for the nightmare.
Yeah.
That's really most things in life. You have to prepare for the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And then when it's not that bad, it seems even better.
Oh, you're going to be like, this is great. Do you think there's any chance of more? She asked that in her email.
I do. I mean, I don't know this woman's skill set in the bedroom.
Sure.
But she thought it was done. She thought it was a one-night deal. He texted back.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, he felt it too.
With any of these, like, adventure, should I go? Do the adventure. That's my advice to
him. Yes, absolutely.
Do the adventure and contain it, like you did before. Before, you were like, one night, what a night of sex. Goodbye, Irishman. And then all of a sudden, he's back. Because you know what? He looked around and he was like, I don't have as much fun going on in my life as I did back then.
Yep.
So let me try and recapture. So there's a lot of women that are like, well, what do we do next? What do we do next? Do the now. Do the adventure.
Right.
And you be the best party he's ever been at. And then he's like, oh, I gotta fucking repeat the party.
I also don't think it's going to kill you to next time you text him. you know, send him your flight receipt.
Oh.
See if he wants to go havesies.
Let him know. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored people. MeUndies, MeUndies, MeUndies. I love these underwears. They are amazing. It's better than cotton. It feels so good. It is like being in a bed of feathers all day long. You, the listener, can feel just like me with your nuts being feathered 24/7, 365. I love MeUndies, and you know what I like about MeUndies? You don't think about buying new underwear. You never think of it. When have you ever thought, oh, I gotta go to the underwear store and get my underwear? No, you're still in the ratty old underwear you've always known, and they're getting gross. You need new ones. And for women, I'll tell you this, I love the fun designs. I love being surprised. I love seeing a fun boy short. I like that they now have lace versions. They got them for your sexy nights too. So get involved with MeUndies. And you know what they're doing now? This is even better. I always talk about let the mailman work for you. Well, MeUndies is going to let that happen. They have a membership plan. You can level up your top drawer with new MeUndies each month. Members gain access to exclusive prints that no one else can get. They get special member pricing on every product MeUndies makes. And you can switch styles or skip any month you want. Ladies, sign up to be MeUndies members so you never have to worry about having a fresh new pair when you finally get your match. I love it. Put your best undies forward. So listen, let the mailman come to you with a new pair of undies every month so you can stop being a disgusting person. You're disgusting. Your underwear is disgusting. You gotta level up. MeUndies has a great offer for just J-Train listeners. For any first-time purchaser, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. That's 15% off and free shipping. You're welcome for the free money. 15% and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on your feathery nuts. Listen, to get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go MeUndies.com/JTrain. That's MeUndies.com/JTrain. 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 15% off, free shipping, and 100% guaranteed satisfaction. MeUndies, put your best undies forward. Chad Daniels, at that Chad Daniels on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support Gotham this weekend. How to let go of a high school douchebag. You said you and your wife, were you high school sweethearts?
We were, yeah.
Do you look at that now? Look at the crowd. Is
it's okay. I get it.
Well, do you look at that? Like, it's interesting when we're in a time and age where people are almost like, I'll ask people like, how'd you meet? And they'll say, like, we had that at the Charlotte show. I'll be like, how'd you meet? And they'll be like, high school. Like, they don't even want to admit it now because they think it's such an old school thing. Did you have that? Or do you look at that? How do you look at that now?
I didn't think it was a negative thing.
Yeah.
I just think sometimes you're too young. You're pulling from a pool of a high school, which is where I lived, you know, probably 400 people, 200 of them girls.
For sure.
So then you go out and you just start to like see life. For me, it wasn't about other women.
Yeah.
It just was about kind of separate. I don't know how to explain it. Well,
is it about experiences?
It was just about me wanting to lead kind of my own life a little bit. But it was hard to do because when I was gone, she was in our town forming all these relationships. And when I got back, I would kind of be a supporting cast member to that.
I gotcha.
And so it just, after a while.
Especially you're traveling, so you're coming back and being like, who's this person? Who's that?
Yeah, and so my life that I got to live was just on the road. Mm. So then I had to really live it as hard as I could on the road, come back, be a supporting cast member. And eventually, I think it just got to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Probably steps I could have taken, but I did not.
I mean, couldn't we all?
Yeah.
Like you look back,
yeah.
You could say, you know, we got to go back and redo, you know.
Right.
It's like buttoning up the shirt the wrong way.
Right.
Got to go all the way back down the fucking shirt. You know, so how the high school douchebag thing, it's interesting. We'll read the email, but I feel like it's high school people, it's tough to let go of because I think it can happen with friends or even people that you dated, but it's almost like you share this thing that is so intimate without ever having to build that intimacy.
Right.
the same high school, the same hallways, the neighborhoods.
Yep.
You know, like I had a person at a show. She came, it was in San Antonio. She came up to me. She goes, I'm from Boston too. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, I'm here for work. And I go, I'm from Needham. She goes, I'm from Needham. And I go, no fucking way. I go, where in Needham? Like, what's the street? She literally says my street to me. We grew up on the same street.
Wow.
And in that moment, I had like so many, I had like 30 questions mm-hmm. that were like, that would dovetail off of that one piece of knowledge. So when someone says to me, oh, I'm still hung up on this high school thing, friendship, how do I get into it? How do I get out of it? I'm always like, I get it.
Well, fuck yeah. It's the person version of comfort food.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
True. Yeah. For someone to just what they say, for them to say a street, you know, it warms your heart.
Yeah.
Especially now where the world is so big, like where we're connected to people everywhere, mm-hmm. that there doesn't really feel like you're, especially if I moved away from home. So like hometown stuff, I haven't, you know, when someone brings something up, I'm like, wow, holy fuck. Yeah. You know, like it knocks me over. J-Train, all hail the king of Haas. Thank you for the constant string of golden advice that keeps me entertained during my work week. Feather, now on a business. I dated a guy in high school for 3 years. We had a rocky... there's a school bell. We had a rocky relationship as he did drugs with guy friends and an ex-girlfriend and would lie about it. So I became pretty controlling and jealous. But nonetheless, he was my first love and I lost my virginity to him. I was very close to his family, especially his mom. After the breakup, we kept in touch. That's also tough.
Mm-hmm. That absolutely is.
Do you talk to her, as your family? Son, has your son had a, you know, you said your son has a girlfriend for the last year. Do you know their family? Like, do you keep in touch with her? Like, does texting happen between her and you?
No, that's their deal. I talk to her when she comes over to my house. That's about it.
That seems normal and healthy to me, but I don't know.
I'm not, these guys got to figure it out by themselves.
Do other parents hear of other parents, or you're like, that's a little too close?
Sometimes. Like, you know, the helicopter parents that are always around when they're kids, and now they're doing the same thing when they're in relationships, and it's kind of disgusting.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Do you have anything specific, or is like... we're just
hey,
come
you
the
guys.
Parents. We're coming down from
we're right over the top of him right now, and it looks like he's holding her hand wrong.
There is a hand job going on in the basement. Now we're affirmative. So do you notice it with other?
Sometimes, I mean, whether it's just like always kind of, I mean, I understand wanting to be a parent that's involved.
Sure.
But just being involved in the relationship seems weird to me.
Yeah. Like, let them handle it on their own.
Yeah.
They're going to, I mean, I get it from the sense of like, they're like, I don't want them getting hurt, but it's going to happen. That's life.
You got to get hurt. That's part of it.
I fast forward, I'm 23 and starting my first job out of college. I've had a really tough time letting go of past relationships for these reasons. One, my parents divorced and my mom moved to another state. So his mom was a great mother figure to me, and I see her on occasion.
Okay.
Two, he was my first love and we never had a face-to-face conversation about our breakup. It was over text and then we went to college. So not much closure as I would like. Three, I've been too scared to have sex with any other guy because no one has stuck around / been serious enough to make me feel comfortable with that. I hook up with guys and do everything but sex. Four, I still hang out with our old friends from high school, which brings up old insecurities, talking about my ex, etc. Five, oh my God, she's... I just unfurled a fucking toilet paper of lists. I just found out he was cheating on me, which has again brought up old feelings and hurt and confirmed everything I've been controlling about. How do I move on from this and continue my high school friendships? How do I go about getting over this mental roadblock and feel comfortable having sex again? Should I discontinue any communication with his mom? What do we think?
Well, number one, she's 23. And I really hate when older people start a conversation with younger people and they go, you're young. I don't like that. Right? Yeah, you're young, but she's only lived 23 years.
She's as old as she's ever been.
Right. She doesn't know 40s.
Sure.
So fucking cool it with that. But
in the scheme of her life.
Right. This is a big
deal. This is a huge deal.
So I would say about the sex thing, like, oh, when am I going to be? You'll know. You don't worry about that shit. You go out and you have fun. You don't worry about when you're going to have sex again, because trust me, you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the guy, I mean, the mom sounds like the real winner in this story.
Right.
You know, he's cheating on her. He's out, you know, kids are going to do what they want living in high school.
Sure.
But, you know, I think he's kind of, you're hung up on him and you're hearing these stories about his deal.
The mom thing is interesting to me because it's like, to me, I'm like, what is the mom getting out of this?
Sure.
There's a piece of that. Are you keeping her young? Are you keeping her on the loop? Are you someone she feels good about talking to because her son might not be adding up to the person that she'd like him to be?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that this connection between this 23-year-old girl that wrote in, you know, she's out of college, sounds like she got her shit together. And maybe the mom is like, oh, well, there was a time when my son, she's holding on to that through her.
She's holding on to better times with her son. Right, totally. And that's not to say she's knowingly doing this. Like everyone's.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Like she's serving herself in the way that I serve myself when I have a cheeseburger. Like, I'm not trying to hurt myself because it feels good in that moment, but you know, I shouldn't be having cheeseburgers every day. She shouldn't be really.
Well, that's your opinion. But
well, to some.
God, they're so good.
Let's have a cheeseburger right now. So I'm saying, like, for her, I don't know that you offer, like, I think you offer something to her as much as she's helping you. And let's go through the list, because she writes, one, my parents are divorced, moved to another state. His mom is I think being nice to the mom, I think you got to start trying to let go of this mom. And
I think so too. This sounds like a pretty typical abandonment issue to me.
Sure.
You know, where you're just trying to fill the void.
Yeah.
And I get it. Who doesn't try to do that?
We do it with exes. We do it with everything.
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe becoming aware of it is the first step, and being like, hey, yeah, talking to her puts me down a path of thinking of him, because for her, she never thinks of bad things when it comes to you. Of course she's going to help you out because she likes you and wants to, you know, the second thing is, he's my first love. We had a face-to-face conversation. We never had a face-to-face conversation about a breakup. I'll tell you this right now. I don't think any conversation with him about your high school breakup is going to make you feel better.
Yeah. And the fact that you didn't have a face-to-face conversation seems weird to me.
Yeah. It sucks, but it seems like an immature guy.
Yeah.
That would just be like, well, we don't need to talk this out. I'll just text her as if you're seamless. You know,
I've made people, there are not a bunch, but if someone tried to break up with me over text in the past, I've said, well, meet me down at this cafe, because you're gonna tell me to my
meet
face.
Me in the woods.
Yeah. No, but I'm not lubing up a chainsaw. You're fine.
I think, is it ever too late to do that to somebody, to say to someone, hey, I need this?
I mean, this has to be a song lyric, but I don't think it's ever too late to say you're sorry.
That's
to forget.
Be.
Now, I can tell her this, and this is old man knowledge coming at you.
Go for it.
Forgiveness, I learned this, is not for the other person, right? You think like, well, I don't want to forgive this person because I don't want to let them off the hook.
Mm.
But forgiveness isn't for another person. It's 100% for you. You forgive that person so you can move on.
Interesting.
That is
so. Maybe I love that, because for her, she's probably sitting there being like, "It's high school. It's ridiculous. I should be over this." And it's like, there's no should be. This is your problem, and no one can tell you how to feel.
Right.
And you feel that way. Maybe going and saying to him, "Hey, I need 10 minutes of your time."
Yeah.
Calling him up and being like, "I need 10 minutes of your time, because for me, and just like you said, forgiveness is."
Right.
Is for you, not the other person. I need to forgive you.
Sure. Yeah. Closure is good.
And then you say to him, hey, I need 10 minutes. Because the only reason you found out about the cheating is because you're still harping on this guy. You're still searching. Right. You're like one of those detectives with all the strings attaching the names, you know, with a big spotlight. Like you're you're so into this because it's your white whale. You're still trying to crack this case.
Stop comparing everyone you meet to this guy. Because here's the deal. So they're not gonna meet your expectations on some certain levels, mm-hmm. but also this is a guy that cheated on you. This is a guy that wouldn't break up with you face to face.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people. The toughest thing about this question, and that's the reason the J Train podcast exists to me, is that this isn't a question people take seriously for very long. Like, they'll look at it and be like, high school, shut up.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, the guy cheated on me. I'm still talking to the mom. He texted me to break up, and I'm sitting here not fucking.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're definitely like, holding on to it.
You're holding on to it. So let's take it on. And I even kind of brushed it off when I first read it. I was like, your high school boyfriend. Now that I'm thinking back, no, well, now I've reversed course. I think you got to go talk to this guy and say, hey, this is a serious issue for me. Take it on, because I think sometimes we half deal with these issues.
Yeah.
And she's probably half dealt with it for so long that she's got a fucking cut that needs a stitches.
Yeah.
And she's been using Band-Aids.
And I'm in dad mode right now. There's no doubt about it.
That's so okay.
I'm going to tell you, when you go see this
sometimes we need
guy,
some dad mode on this podcast.
I was going to say, when you go talk to this guy, there's no question in the air. There's no maybe this is going to work.
Yeah.
End it.
It's over.
You're 23. High school was 5 years ago, and there are 7 billion people on the planet.
There you go. And you can bring up the cheating. Bring up, get it out. Just be like, hey, I'm hurt, and I just want to get it out there. And also, you can leave that being like, good to see you, and be cool with each other from then on. It can go either way. Yeah. You can never see him again, or you can be cool with him. It doesn't mean you're ever getting, you're not getting back together. It's over. And then that, I think, will help you break up with the mom. I think it'll help you move away. The high school friends, those are your high school friends. That's okay. It's and then the sex thing, I agree with Chad. I mean, it'll work out.
Yeah, don't
do it to do it. Just it'll work out.
Here's what I tell my daughter, right? She was asking about it because she's got some kids talking about it in her grade. And I said, there's going to come a point where you're dating a guy and you think you owe him sex because it's been so long or he's paid for so many dinners or whatever it is.
Sure.
Don't fuck that guy.
Fuck the
guy that when he walks up, you can't breathe, right?
This is interesting.
You don't owe anybody sex ever.
This is interesting because, it even works on the guy side of things.
Yes.
Where the guy side of things, and I've talked about it before, is where you get 3 dates in and you're like, well, if we have sex tonight, that means we're together. That means I owe her 4, 5, and 6 dates.
Yep.
Because that's kind of the other side of this where it's like, well, now I'm locked in. If you ever get to the point of owing, it's not even worth it. You're going to feel like shit for staying with someone that you kind of half like or having sex with someone that you kind of half like.
Yeah.
Let's do one more email. Then we're going to do some voicemails because I like how we can change the tone of this podcast at any turn. This is called Threesome with a MILF.
Ah.
It's a dude email.
Ooh, yeah.
Dude
email. That's right.
Mr. Freed, first I want to say thank you. I've listened to this show since TFM Poop Talk, first podcast I ever listened to. Today, podcasts enrich my daily life through profound storytelling, critical analysis of current events, and advocacy for widespread male prostate stimulation. It makes me happy to see your career continue in success. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm the Rosa Parks of ass play. I listen. Go listen to Chad Daniels' album. I just listened to it before, like on a flight. And it's on Apple. It's on all the stuff. But go buy it. What is it called? It's
Footprints on the Moon.
Footprints on the Moon. I had it written down right here. You have an ass play joke.
I do.
I'm the Rosa Parks of ass play. I've been singing the tune.
It's a wonderful tune.
It's a wonderful tune. You talked about it before I even ever got. How long ago did you do the album?
A couple years ago.
You and I were on the same timeline for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pushing the word of fingers to the butt. What do you think?
It's
go listen to the album.
A lot of guys have an issue
on the moon. You can go get it. What's that?
Yeah, a lot of guys have an issue with it because they were.
I get the issue.
Yeah, they were downloaded stuff by their dads into their brain when they were little. But you got to let that go because it's real fantastic.
So So footprints on the moon, if you want to hear about, more about that. Today, we got to talk. I obviously have thought about it in relative. I'm trying to. Well, okay. I've seen you live as an undergrad and have written to the show a couple times, but never about anything this good. I've been very blessed with a bisexual girlfriend. I looked at him, he's like, I'm blessed with that. Oh, God came down from the heavens.
The good Lord has bestowed upon me.
Starvation? No. No. Racism? No. Women getting, beaten? No. This guy's got to have a bisexual girlfriend. Good job, God. Well, I never brought up the...
get an amen?
Exactly. I obviously have thought about it with... the idea of a threesome, I've obviously thought about it with relative frequency in the few months we've dated. Today, we got to talking about some kinky stuff. She told me that she thinks everyone should try everything once. Oh, there's his opening.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed. Yeah, of course you fucking did. I told her we should have a threesome with each of her friends so that we should try each of them once. She laughed. I respect this kid. Great joke off of the tough conversation. He nailed it. She obviously was going to say no, but that opened it up to one of the friends that she's thought about.
Yep.
She laughed, but said that she actually does want to have a threesome with another girl. The idea of it excites her. My ears shut up like the family Jack Russell. I've never had a threesome, and it turns out neither has she. I turned 26 next month. My girlfriend is 23. We're a pretty good-looking couple, and I don't doubt that we can do well for ourselves in this circuit. Well, I doubt it.
There's a circuit?
I didn't know.
Wow.
There's
interesting. I didn't realize
the threesome
that.
Circuit. I had no idea.
Hey, I'll be heading to Nashville this week for the threesome circuit.
Going be at the Sheraton downtown. They're... middle-sized conference room. While in the shower, we both agreed that a woman older and more experienced than us would be the ideal candidate for a sexual Sherpa. What a great opportunity to fall on my lap. I'm emailing to see how I should navigate our way into this first threesome of what will hopefully be many. My girlfriend has a bit of anxiety, and I want to make sure she's comfortable and doesn't feel put on the spot or unnatural. This could be an incredibly ideal situation for me. I would love to continue dating my girlfriend while she's enjoying the variety of other women that my chimp brain craves. I figure what better place to get advice from a couple of New York comics who are a little bit older and wiser and might have some good insights for me. Part of me feels like a hippie chick might be our flavor. This guy, everything is in boxes for him. Yeah. Everything.
Yep.
He's got his bisexual girlfriend. He's got older women will know what we mm-hmm. should do.
I went to olderhippiechick.com, and that's not even a site.
The business opportunities that are being lost. I hear that women in their 30s are driven to sheer insanity. See, this is more boxing by deep, powerful sexual urges. I want to really capitalize on this fortunate and exciting opportunity. What do you think? Have you had threesome experiences? Does this ring for you? Is there anything you can help with this guy with?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Please. I'm going to say that if your girlfriend, if you think she's insecure about any bedroom stuff,
okay,
finding an older woman that's going to crush it,
yeah,
probably not the way to go.
Not the way to go.
Because I think then that's going to send your young girlfriend reeling.
It's interesting that you say that. Because the older woman, the thing about like, there's a certain age, and it's not even that old. It's just where people are like, there's just a comfort in their bodies.
Yeah, 35 is a woman's sexual prime.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Right. So, and like men is like 17 or something.
Great job, nature.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It really fucked us over. That God was too busy with getting this guy a bisexual girlfriend. Fucking fucked up our ages.
Way to go on the prayer line with that one.
Yeah. What's interesting about what you're saying is that this older woman that, without even knowing it, she's going to blow this other girl out of the park, is what you're saying.
Well, she may. I don't know. I don't know any of the skill set level. I don't know anything that's going on. All I do know is this is the porn I watch.
Is threesome with an older woman.
It is the the stepmom showing the girlfriend how to really work the stepson. That's something that
I didn't even put together how porno-ish this is.
That's something that I've watched. And, you know, obviously there are scripts for this, and so it's always written where the mom knows everything and,
that kind of stuff.
This
guy's just repeated an old porn script for what he should do for the threesome.
Casting old hippie chicks? I think...
Oh, yeah. I use my natural deodorant. Non-GMO.
I think you go for it.
He's got to go for it, but here's the thing. The bed is made, okay? He's got the bisexual girlfriend. They've had the conversation. She's into it. It's fun. It's flirty. There is some thought that this could be as good as it will ever be. This spot where you're at, imagining what could come.
Yep.
There is a piece of me that thinks only disaster can come the next. You're at the pivotal point of all of this, because the next point could be the end of this relationship, because you find another woman that she gets jealous of, or that you don't like, or that doesn't work out. She finds you in a motel and steals all your shit, or she fucking murders you both. We don't know what's going to happen from here. But where you are is actually the perfect place, because now you're talking about it. Now you guys are salivating.
Right.
This is the moment before eating the cheeseburger.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get to the point where you're fat in the couch going, I shouldn't eat the whole fucking thing. So where you are now, you should savor it. I think this is my only advice. I don't know what to tell you, who to find, how to find. I can't tell you that. I don't know where you live or what you're doing or how hot you and your girlfriend are, or how you are speaking to women. What I can tell you is right now you're in a great spot, where you can imagine what could be, and that could turn up the sex in your own life right now.
Absolutely,
you two together watching a porno where you watch the older woman.
Yep.
Maybe you start with that, but this has to be her driving the bus. She has to be the one that picks the woman. She has to be the one that talks up a girl and it comes up naturally with them. Just the idea that you've said you're on board and that she said she's on board means. It's kind of like, what are the secret?
Yeah.
You've envisioned it.
Yeah.
So it will come up. I don't know how. I don't know when. But the worst thing you can do is rush it. That's my thing.
And I'm going to say your girlfriend in this situation has to make her come first and has to make you come first. Because if this older woman makes you come first, that's going to be jealousy.
Game over.
If you make this older woman come first, that's going to be jealousy. So your girlfriend has to give the first two orgasms of this threesome. Then you can work together and give her one.
Give her the hard hat. Time to go to work.
Absolutely.
The minute you guys start.
I mean, I don't want to put this pressure on a young 23-year-old girl, but I also say, you make this older woman come first.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Goodbye.
Yep.
You better. I wish you all the luck, but I think where they're at is like he's burying the lead. He is missing the title of this email is I'm right now at the sexual prime with this girlfriend, because it will never get as good as this. The imagining, you know, now,
this is the drive to the ice cream shop.
This is it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do a voicemail. Chad Daniels, thank you for coming on. This has been great.
Well, thanks for having me.
At that Chad Daniels on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go support ChadDaniels.com. Gotham, if you're in New York City this weekend, go to the shows. You're going to have a blast. The album is sick. Footprints on the Moon. 347-669-8252. Let's play the voicemail.
Yo, what up, Train?
It's like he knows
calling
me.
To you from California on a little long drive.
Okay.
Had a question. Starting up school in a few weeks, and I'm living with three other buddies in a house, and we're right next to another group of four, so there's about eight of us all living together, and there's one guy who's in my unit who has a girlfriend that everyone hates. She's just really lame and brings out kind of the worst side of him. He doesn't do as much anymore, won't go out as much, seems to just not be as motivated. And you know, he's like a really sensitive dude, so we don't know exactly how to explain to him that his girlfriend sucks. So if there's anything that you could give us some tips on to help bring this guy out of his shell and kind of bring him back to who he used to be, we'd really appreciate it. Thanks, Train. Have a good one.
Maybe play this podcast for him and his girlfriend. Sit him down. I don't know if I can say it any better than this, but I said it pretty well.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you just gave a rundown of how he's been worse because of her.
Yep.
That would put a spear in either the friendship or the relationship. I don't know
you
which
left
it is.
This message on the wrong voicemail.
Yeah,
you should have dialed your buddy on this one.
Could have called him up. Hey man, just want to let you know you're less motivated. You're no fun. We think she stinks.
But if he's sensitive, if you want to do something, you can bring up true things and just really shine a light on them. But don't be a dick about it. And yeah, keep bringing up things that you've noticed, like his girlfriend's doing, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, I think he'll get it.
This is exactly my advice. I think you're totally right. The biggest thing with talking to someone you have an issue with is making it emotional versus mathematical.
Yeah.
And the emotional thing you just said, and I heard it, because this people used to say this to my friends in college all the time, too. They go, you never hang out as much.
Yep.
And it never comes off right because they're like, when's the hangout? What hangout did I miss? And also, this is you looking in the mirror, too. You have to make sure that you have examples. You might not have any examples. You might just be like, well, fuck this chick. Like, she might be fine to your buddy,
right,
but just not your cup of tea. And you have to separate those two. So it might be your own issue. So when you go, let's go down the checklist. Let's write a list. Don't just say, you never hang out. What the fuck, man?
Give a specific example.
Give an example where you were left hanging
right
to dry.
Yeah.
Where he was personally wrong to you. And just say, hey, man, it really sucked. And don't even make it about the girlfriend. You fucked me on this one specific time.
Yep.
And it happened before this other specific time. And then this other. So if you have three examples, they can go, well, what? I'm sorry. Three times. I really did that to you. Three fucking times. And then you go, yeah, well, you know, I don't want to say, you know, it just seems like every one of these examples relates to one constant.
Right. Yeah. And if three examples, that'll get you custody.
Will it?
In a divorce court, you get three examples.
Well, this is the thing. Three examples, you're in.
And also, this is such a better scenario than the other seven guys wanting to fuck the girlfriend.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're better off not liking her than having the hots for her. Because that's a whole other ballgame.
Whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
I think if you don't have three examples, put it away. That's my
advice. I think
you're
right. Yeah, I think you're right.
If you can get three, then you got a playable poker hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my advice to you. You got to come at him with specifics. And it's got to be about that you were personally wronged.
And don't pass it around. If you're going to do the talking, don't say like, well, Eric told me that you did this and blah, blah, blah. This is you got to come from the source.
Because Eric's going to be midway through a sandwich like, what? And you're like, fuck, you weren't ready for your tag in. And it's like, you fucking piece of shit. So all you got to do is you got to tell, have the three examples. And if you don't have it, to me, with the friend with the girlfriend, don't be so fucking offended. So, like, if he doesn't hang out, yeah, what are you going to do?
You can't. Do you give him blowjobs?
Yeah.
Are you going to start giving him blowjobs?
Where is his blowjobs coming from?
Right.
Unless you got a blowjob machine to, like, pick up the slack.
Then he's probably going to hang out with his girlfriend.
Probably going to happen. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. 347-669-8252. We'll do one more.
This one is an update on a news story from a couple weeks ago.
An update on a news story. What was the news story?
About the two twin couples.
So did you read
married
about the twins that got married?
Recently?
Recently. Uh-uh. So it was two sets of twins, identical twins, got married to each other.
Okay, gotcha.
At a twin festival. Like it was like a twin thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an update.
Yikes.
Hey, what's up, J-Train? This is just real quick to rehash that story that Shelby shared about the twins marrying the twins. One thing he forgot to mention was that they're all going to be living in the same house together. And I think that's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah,
and another thing.
Oh, okay.
you ever think about what about their kids? Like, once they have babies, are those babies going to look identical or practically, you know, the same?
Listen, man.
They could.
They could.
The parents look the same, so when they fuck, you know, the DNA is the same. So the kids are going to, they're going to have twin cousins. Like, what?
That is called Patty Duke. That was for Chad.
Yeah, my ex-wife, her mom is an identical twin.
Okay.
So she is basically has the same genetics what would you call that? Not a half daughter. What am I trying to say? She has half the same genetics as her aunt.
Yes. Right?
So her aunt's kid, her aunt's daughter, mm-hmm. looks a lot like her. They look a lot alike, and it's because they have half the same genetics. So they're half sisters. That's what I was trying to say.
The dominant features.
Yeah. So the cousins
that come through,
the cousins are just like genetically are half sisters.
I mean, I mentioned Patty Duke. That was the whole premise of that show. Mm-hmm. Identical cousins in every way. And it was a Nick at Night favorite of mine. And that is, it's weird. I like that this kid got high and was like, and if they look alike and that looks alike, they're going to have twin kids. It's going to be cousins. And I'm with them on every step of the way. It's weird. Yeah. They're living together because I think they're making a TV show about it.
Well, why wouldn't you? Is it called Bunk Beds?
That's what it's called.
It should be called Bunk Beds.
It's called Bunk Beds. I would think that there's going to be so much confusion sexually.
Yeah. This is a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. How do you, I mean, I don't know, man. Are we getting to the point where we're just playing God because we want the TV show?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like this guy brings up a pretty reasonable question where he's like, well, what if the cousins look alike? That's kind of weird. And they're living in the same house. And these people are like, fuck it. We're going to be on TLC.
Yeah. I mean, you could have sex with your brother's wife
mm-hmm.
with no genetic ramifications. They can't find out if you did that. There's not going to be a paternity test because it would match both.
Oh, really? Is that, I didn't even know.
I don't know if that's true either, but it sounds right.
That sounds about right. I'll go with that.
What do you think? You made weird eyes when I said that.
Adam, seems like you wouldn't even think to do a DNA test, but you know.
I guess you
scientifically,
wouldn't.
Scientifically, I'm not sure.
You wouldn't think to do the DNA test because it's not like a black baby came out or an Asian baby.
Sure.
You know, you'd have the baby that would look like your baby.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Have to do some Punnett square type thing.
Remember how that? Do they keep the toothbrushes in line? This is
that's
so many.
There's too many people in that house.
There's
already.
Too many people. And the thing is, the world gets behind this because it's love. And you're like, no, they're still fucked up. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, and my buddy wrote such a funny show about these alcoholic high school buddies that
okay.
ended up starting an AA program in a halfway house.
Okay.
And I read the script, and it's so funny, and that didn't get made.
Mm.
But now these guys get a show because...
Because they're
egg split.
Because they're human oddities.
Yeah.
They're two oddities getting together to make a double oddity.
That's very strange.
It's all marketing. If you could, because here's what happens with this show. Two twins got married. They're going to live together. There's no...
Right.
You don't have to wrap your brain
Let's
about anything
else.
Let's
see what happens
Let's
now.
Let's see what happens next. And then Executive A goes, I get it. You know, oh... We're going to, I mean, the GMA segment alone will get us a bunch of viewers.
You could just hear them, one guy going, they're both twins?
Yeah.
Just so excited.
God. Yeah, you can hear the segment producer, you won't believe it, just coming in. I think, do we have a news item? Do we got time?
We do have a great news item.
Let's do a news item and then we'll be out of here. Listen, Chad, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
Well, it was great being on, and I'm sure that every time you said, go check him out, he's hilarious, the people listening were like, well, then he should start being. Well, I just gave straight up dad advice.
I think you were great. I think the perspective was great. It was exactly what these emails
needed. Well, this
is
really needed. Fun.
At that Chad Daniels, and go check out the album. I mean, I don't know how the money thing works with albums or shit, but sure. I just went on Apple Music, and I was like, brought your name up
yeah,
and knew
you
were coming
do that,
on.
Spotify, Pandora, any of that stuff.
So it's as easy to find comics and get into comics as it's ever been. You don't even have to fucking go to a store. You can literally put three CHA and it will come up on the search thing.
Yeah.
And then that's your car ride. I always tell people when comics come on and they have albums and stuff, these are peanut butter and jelly podcasts and comedy albums. Listen, you get tired of peanut butter, throw some jelly on it with a stand-up album. Footprints on the Moon. Let's do some news.
So you remember the news story about the college student who messaged every girl in his college with the same name?
So this guy, he met a girl. He saw a girl on Tinder, okay, right? Isn't that the story? Saw a girl on Tinder is where you only get the first name.
Okay.
He was going to college with her. She didn't swipe him right, right?
I think he missed her on accident.
He mixed her. So they swiped right, and then you only get 24 hours to message. They didn't message, so she disappeared. So he messaged every Brittany.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
At University of, fuckhead, and and looking for her. And then they got together, right?
I believe they did.
He found her.
Okay, because at first I was like, she has to think he's psychotic, but maybe there's a romantic element to that.
I think any amount of effort right now is seen from a man is seen as like a wow in an age where all I have to do is text back to be
right
to seem like I'm trying. Yeah. You know, like this guy. The story, I think women make the story, like want the story so bad that they don't care what.
Right.
The elements are that make the story. And a lot of the elements of this is this guy is fucking crazy. So what happened?
Forget everything about that, because this story is that, but more extreme.
I would have liked to have known if we were doing a whole different story. I had no idea. Hold on. Let me, we got someone at the door.
One second.
We're getting out the kinks. All right. So what's the story?
So right here in New York, a gentleman, you can see him right here.
Okay.
Kind of looks like former NBA player John Lucas.
I saw the story.
He does look like John Lucas.
This is fucking incredible.
Really?
This story.
Okay.
I'll shut up.
So he was scrolling on that same app, Tinder.
Okay.
Swipe right in a girl. They started chatting, messaging. It was going good. She was kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I want to meet up. Should we do? I'm really busy. And it kind of dropped off, but they had exchanged numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He started like thinking, I'm kind of interested in this girl, remembered her, went back, could not find the Tinder message. He figured, okay, she ghosted me.
Okay.
A little more time goes by. He gets a text out of the blue from her. Hey, remember me? I'm totally free now. Do you want to meet up?
And okay.
He goes, yeah, sure. So she says, my friend is DJing at Union Square. Right here.
In the square.
Manhattan.
All right, 14th Street, yeah.
Do you want to come check it out? And he goes, yeah, sure. So he's thinking, he finds her Instagram. She has like 3,000 followers. And it says like, oh, I'm a model, singer, this, that. So he's like, that's kind of odd, showing his buddies. But he decides to go anyway. He shows up, and there's a big kind of crowd. There's a DJ, and he sees her, but she's with like two bodyguards, and he's like, this is even weirder. Let me kind of ease into this. She suddenly gets on a mic by the DJ stand and says, thank you all for coming.
No way.
Yes.
You all here on Tinder, I'm presuming. And
come on.
He sees a bunch of other fellas looking around at their phones going, oh boy, what's going on? And she says, I've invited all of you here to kind of win a chance to go on a date with me.
Stop it.
And he said she proceeded to give a Hunger Game-like speech.
This was
a Hunger Game-like speech. Crazy. Wait a minute. So he gives a speech. She says basically like fight for my love.
It's
not even, it's like a mini date to even go on a first date, basically.
This is unbelievable because, I mean, you're not on the apps, but a lot of times if you ever bring up that you're a comic, people will go, oh, so you're trying to get people to come to your shows?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that's like I've had that response before. So this is interesting to me because she's like, she's doing the, you have to, cause, and anytime a girl would say it to me, I'd be like, well, obviously we're not going to get along, because I'd be like, you think I am such a narcissist that sure. I would think that I would just go, spend all day canvassing an app
right.
to get 50 people to show up yeah. so I can have a show that night. And then not even thinking of like, what's the next step after that? When do these people realize that they all met me through this app? This woman, to the narcissism.
It's unreal.
Is unreal.
She did that, but the date was kind of the show.
Yeah, the date was the show.
Yeah.
She's saying to these people, you're vying for the opportunity to be with... She thinks so highly of herself that she's like, yeah, you should have to, you know, let me see what all of them...
Well, she's a singer, an actress, and a model.
Yeah, this is true.
You have to think highly
tough to find those. Where do you find those?
Holy
that
shit.
That is crazy. In Union Square. Imagine.
Union Square.
Did she have permits? Like, you know, what this concert... Know.
She had to fill out some type of form.
This dude bailed.
He was smart enough. He saw, like, hey, I'm out of here. The rest of these guys can
and what do you do? Call the paper and go, hey, I got to tell you this crazy story?
I saw it on Twitter.
He busted out a nice thread for himself.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I love that. I love, because this is one of those things that, like, men are disgusting 90% of the time.
Yeah.
The women version of disgusting is just so much more maniacal that these men feel like they, like, you know, men just are, we're just stupid crazy. This is like, this is like, has so many layers to it that yeah. like on Twitter, I'm sure you have these disgusting, this is what women do. No, it isn't. It's
right.
One,
yeah, right.
One person.
She
that,
was definitely petting a cat when she made this decision.
Yes.
It was that kind of.
This is the power of a pussy. Yeah. This is, I mean, she has, her pussy power is at how many men? 100 men.
200 or something there?
200?
There's many men there.
Many men.
Many men.
Many. Some to many. Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, this is just, it just shows you, like, you know, they talk about, like, the power, you know, the power of, like, I don't want to, you can go down a road with this conversation, uh-huh. but, like, but there is, this shows to me that they're, with, you know, a lot of the stuff where they're like, oh, well, men in power were, we're taking advantage of young, beautiful women. You're like, mm-hmm. well, there's a, look what this young, beautiful woman did to 200 men.
Well, this will just show you what men without power are willing to do to fuck.
Yes.
Show up at Union Square for a DJ, by yeah. the way.
For a DJ. No. A field.
As soon as someone would say to me, hey, my friend's a DJ, I'd be like, okay, cool, see ya.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, they wouldn't even finish yeah. the, he's playing somewhere, let's no, meet.
They wouldn't even get to that point. Yeah, yeah, I just think it, I guess if this is what the powerless men will do, you know, that's how, how far will the powerful go?
It's nuts.
It is nuts. I great story.
We've Shelby. Cracked something open here.
Yeah, what's that?
I said we've cracked something
We did
open
it. Here. We've solved every problem today. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news and the voicemails.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Chad Daniels, thank you again.
Well, I appreciate it. This was very fun.
I had a blast with you. At that Chad Daniels on Twitter and Instagram, chaddaniels.com. Gotham Comedy Club this weekend. Go, go, go. If you're in the city, Footprints on the Moon. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Keep on spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. We'll be back next episode. Boom.